It's Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. We're featuring an event at Stevens College that would be pretty neat for those of you who want to kind of experience a Victorian Christmas. It's called March Family Christmas. March meaning a family's name, right, Trent?
Yes, that is correct.
Trent Reich is here. It's good to see you again. And what is your involvement with this? Explain how you have headed this up.
Sure. So I'm the artistic director of the Victorian Christmas series. And for 20 years, we've done a Dickens family Christmas. This year, I thought it would be great to feature women since we are a women's college. So we decided to focus on the characters of the novel Little Women, which is much read and much loved by everyone in this country. And to do that...
You are being mean to me now, because I told you off the air I had not read Little Women. Oh, I knew somebody would have to get me. Okay, fine. I'll let you continue.
And so to do that, I needed a new script. And so came across a student, Heather Manning, who wrote it for me. And it's a very charming script.
So when did you start writing the script?
I started writing it in spring of last year.
How hard was it to think Christmas back in the springtime of last year?
Oh, not too bad. I love Christmas, so anytime I get
any time of year. So tell me about writing this. What did you do? How did you use the novel and make it into something that is going to be used at Stevens coming up on Sunday?
So I read the novel a couple times, looked over it and everything to be really familiar with the characters so they acted true to themselves. And I just developed the play as a mixture of our old Charles Dickens Christmas and Little Women and my own voice in there to make a script.
Wow. So is this is going to be a play then? Or it's going to be it will be a play?
Yes.
And I guess the director of that is Winona Wiley. Is that your last name?
Yes, that's correct.
Nice to meet you. Now, so when was it handed to you?
It was handed to me, I would say in October, I think, is when I was first brought on to the team.
How familiar, since Trent has already made me feel bad about not knowing Little Women, how familiar were you with that story?
I was very familiar with it. I had read the books in my childhood, and actually over the summer, I got to assist interact with Trent in our STI program. We did a little snippet of Little Women the musical, so I had already had a prior experience just recently with it.
Where will this be performed?
So this is performed in the historic Senior Hall Parlors, which is perfect because that building was built during the time period that we're in. And people come in and we have it decorated like it's a home. So it's really the home of the March family. Or in this case, it's really the Orchard House, which was Louisa May Alcott's home, the author. And while it is a play, there are a lot of really familiar Christmas carols in it.
So are there?
It is definitely a great holiday treat.
How big of the audience can you handle in this parlor?
Yeah, we can only seat 70 people.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This is nice and intimate, though.
Yeah, it is very intimate. And so that means getting tickets early is really encouraged.
So when did you, how do you cooperate? For example, did you, Heather, know Winona, or did you all know each other prior to this job?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so there's none of this friction in between directors saying, she wrote this, but I'm going to do it this way.
No. Winona's been good about it.
Wouldn't that be fun, though? I mean, you'd say when you come into a play or to watch it, say, what'd you do with my script? But you wrote it as a play, right?
Yes.
So how long does it, what's the length of this?
It's about 45 minutes long with songs.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about show times and things of that nature, because it starts on Sunday at 7:30. So you're going to do it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yes, correct.
Four shows at 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody would have children who are in that age, like when did you, Winona, read Little Women? You said you read it as a young girl.
I want to say fifth grade.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade, too.
Mm-hmm. So you would bring that age group or around that age group?
Oh, definitely. Yes. It's a great family-friendly show for all ages.
So how many are in the show? How many people?
Ooh, in the show, we have five principals and then in chorus of eight singing servants.
So what's the story? Tell me what you did with the story. What is going to be something that will be like, I don't like to say message or theme, but give me a feel for what story's told.
Yeah, so you basically get to come into the home of the March girls for a Christmas celebration that they're holding. And they are wondering if father's going to come home or not. And you get to just live a night in the life of the March girls.
Very nice. What are their ages?
We kind of bumped the ages up a little bit because we have 18, 20-year-olds playing
That's what
them.
I wondered if you had just...
So we're kind of going for like 14 and up range, I would say.
You work in how many Christmas carols? Trent mentioned that there were Christmas carols in this. You work in a whole lot of Christmas carols, a lot of singing in this?
Yeah.
Yes, and that was where I came in. Yeah. And so after Heather wrote the script, I looked at it, and she had done a good job of kind of indicating where some songs should go. And then I used some that we've done a lot, and then I entered also in some new ones that we haven't done before. So
this seems like, and as you said, it seems like a perfect location for this, mm-hmm. because I've been in that building. It is a perfect location for something Victorian.
It is, and the lighting allows us to kind of dim it so it feels like it's candlelight, and we have a big Christmas tree and the window area. So it's just really a beautiful setting.
Tell me how pleased you are with the way, what kind of rehearsals you've been doing and things of that nature.
Oh, rehearsals have been awesome. I have a really stellar cast. Everyone is very excited about it. And we've been able to all collaborate because we also have a choreographer, Madison Nielsen. And I think as a team, we've all been able to work really well together and make sure that we're covering everything that needs to be covered and also like playing with some things, and I'm really excited to bring this story to an audience.
Have you directed a lot?
this is one of my first directing experiences, like with Stevens College, which I'm super excited with. I directed something a little bit earlier this year, but it was kind of my own project, mm-hmm. and this is the first time I've ever gotten to work with like a whole team behind me. So I'm really thankful for Stevens for that.
What year in school are you?
I'm a second year.
Second year from?
Orlando, Florida.
You're from Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
And Stevens College attracted you up here from Orlando, Florida?
Yes. I actually, I had an internship in Orlando with a theater company, and the woman who runs the theater company went to school here. It's called Beth Marshall Presents.
Yeah. Terrific. Mm-hmm. How do you like, this is your second year here. We didn't have a very bad winter last year. I wish we'd have a really good winter for you.
Well, last year I still was very cold. So I'm happy that it's kind of warm right now, but I also know it shouldn't be, so it's like a little bit of discomfort. Yeah.
Heather, what year are you in school?
I'm a third year.
So where are you from originally?
I'm from Kansas City.
Oh, well, you're used to all of this.
Yep.
How does it feel? Have you written things before that have been transferred onto the stage?
Yes. I'm also a published author, and I was a member of the Coterie Young Playwrights Roundtable in Kansas City. So we would write plays every week, and we'd come in and read them, and then we would submit plays to be performed at a festival, and some of my pieces were performed there.
Well, that's terrific. Now, what is that league that you mentioned?
The Coterie Theater Young Playwrights. Yeah.
So all young people would come together and do this regularly?
Yeah.
Oh, what a terrific opportunity.
Yeah, it was great.
Hmm. Well, I think it sounds good. Tickets available ahead of time at the door. What do you say for tickets?
Yeah. I
go to the director
office.
For this one. Huh?
I also work in the box office.
Oh, you do? Well, put a pitch in for the box office.
Yes, so tickets, we prefer that they are purchased in advance since we are having only 70 seats. Mm-hmm. Sunday is actually already sold out, and Monday is getting pretty close, but we still have plenty of tickets left for Tuesday and Wednesday. All tickets are $16 each since we provide food and drink.
Oh,
and
they you
can
do?
Yes, we do.
Very nice.
And they can be purchased in person at the Stevens College box office or through calling the box office or emailing or online.
Okay. Go to, I suppose, stevens.edu. And
yes. And the email is boxoffice@stevens.edu.
Where is the physical location of the box office?
It's right outside of the Macklenburg Theater.
Right. Don't go to the Stevens Hall or whatever it is where this is going to be at the Senior Hall Parlor. 7:30 for the showtime beginning Sunday evening and for four evenings in a row. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Heather Manning, thank you for being here. Best of luck as this unfolds on the stage in front of the public. And Winona Wiley, best of luck to you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trent Reich, thank you also for what you do with Stevens College and the entertainment that is just spectacular there. Thank you. It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.